Gear Patrol just called their ISO-certified dive watch the best sub-$500 dive watch. Full stop. And their ceramic watch material almost magical. The Wall Street Journal called them iconoclastic cool, potentially redefining the industry itself. Who are we talking about? It's Movement. And they're leveling up your gift-giving with the biggest deals of the holiday season and the sleekest watches around. Shop 30 to 60% off Movement's variety of designs, colorways, and functionalities. From the thinnest automatic dress watch under $500 to waterproof guarantee adventure-ready sport watches to rare ceramics, Movement's got options for everyone on your list. Whether you're gifting for family, friends, or yourself, be the good gifter this year with Movement's huge site-wide holiday sales and enjoy the usual fast and free shipping. Shop 30 to 60% off now at movement.com. That's MVMT.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You've got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
What's up, you guys? Welcome to Fightful. Sean Rossap here with a couple names you know. We talked to them a couple weeks ago before what was supposed to be Fayetteville shows. Now we are talking to them ahead of what are supposed to be Fayetteville shows this weekend. We're very excited. November 8th and 9th, Fayetteville, North Carolina. We got Matt and Jeff Hardy. How you fellas doing?
Doing great, man. Sitting here at the Hardy compound. I had team boy for the last couple of days. So it was me and my three male sons. So we had a good time. It was boys' time.
Man, it's here we are, North Carolina dates for TNA. Not just here. I also want to talk about November 29th because I have been a witness to the WrestleCade lines for the Hardys in the past. And that is like Disney doesn't have anything on the crowd that you guys attract to WrestleCade, and people can see you guys wrestle on November 29th there as well. But it obviously some unfortunate and serious things that have happened over the last couple of weeks. Chris Bay, we're all keeping him in our thoughts. Any perhaps insight or thoughts you guys would want to provide, as that occurred.
Very scary incident, and really, you know, without going too into detail about all the stuff, it just it's good news that Chris is getting better, and he is healing up some, and everybody is, you know, keeping their fingers crossed. They're keeping him in, you know, they're keeping him in their thoughts and their prayers, and everybody wants him to make 100% recovery.
Yeah, please send out some prayers of love for Chris's recovery.
And I know there are a lot of fundraising efforts from GoFundMe. I know that TNA is looking to do fundraising efforts this weekend in Fayetteville. I incorrectly said Fayetteville was where you all were going to be a few weeks ago. It was actually Spartanburg.
Yes.
But there's also a Whatnot auction. I mean, I've had wrestlers from various companies hit me up and say, hey, who do I get in contact with this? I know Alicia Edwards is doing a lot of great like fundraising efforts in that regard as well, but sending our love to Chris Bay. But man, you guys had another intense ladder match, and I'm really interested, especially to hear from Jeff, because we saw a lot of Jeff's personal flavor put on this. I loved the ring mat. I loved the tables. I loved all that stuff. How long did you work on that, and how does that even get brought up? Is that something you bring up, Jeff, or did they come to you and say, we want to do this?
Thank you, man. No, it was totally all my idea. Am I looking in the camera? Is that right?
Yeah, yeah, okay. You got it. You got it.
Yeah, I don't do this often. But anyway, yeah, it was totally my idea. And so I sent Tommy Dreamer a text one night because I think I can do that. And he dug it, and then everybody dug it. I just had to make it happen. And just little by little, like I painted the tables when I was at TV Tapins and some of the chairs. And then they sent me a canvas to my house. And that's where that was the biggest and hardest job. That canvas was no joke, man. It took me not 10 full days, but 10 days working on it for about 5 hours, probably a day. And I finally got it done. I time-lapsed everything and posted on my Instagram, which it was very cool to see all that happen. And I was very proud after that match, but before the match started, like being in there, it was like I was in a dream realm or a Tim Burton movie or something. It was just, wow. This has never been done in pro wrestling before. It's the first of its kind. And yeah, I was like so excited. And after the match, when we won the titles and everything, we were all filthy from that paint. Because another extreme thing, people probably don't know, that canvas, man, some of it was like sandpaper where there was a lot of, it was rough and it could, you know, scratch you up bad if you hit it wrong. But yeah, we were all filthy, and just the strange humor in me after the match, I saw everybody just filthy, and I told Matt, I said, man, that canvas was nasty, baby. Shout out to the nasty boy. And oh man, I was so proud of it.
It really was. When we came back after the match, and we were doing a post-show meet and greet, and we ended up signing for like 3 hours that night. We didn't leave until 2 a.m. again, but like we came back and we had to like do a quick shower just because everyone's face and their body and our gear was just covered with like these small grainy particles of sand, you know, just the paint remnants coming back up from off the mat. So it was wild. Everybody was covered in that. So we all shared a real good laugh about that. But once again, I can't put over enough how great our dancing partners were in there. ABC, Ace Austin, and Chris Bay. They were absolutely excellent. They played their role to a T, and got to commend the system. You know, whether you love them or you hate them, they played their roles perfectly, and they were great at everything they did. And we are super happy how all that came out. And we were incredibly proud of that match.
And I've been manifesting this a little bit. I can't help to, because I was probably like, at first I was like, I never want to do that again. But when I started thinking about it, I was like, man, the only thing missing from that, everything being combined that I love, would me like, was singing some of my original music or having one of my old original TNA themes. So with that said, like, I kind of see it in the future happening again, the Full Metal Mayhem reimagined, like me versus Moose, you know, or something like that. But I actually sing my original TNA theme, Modest, on the way to the ring. And then like all of my passions and love of hobbies and all that stuff would all be together.
And you could also New Jacket and just play all your original themes throughout the match too.
And that's a great idea.
I was half expecting to see. I remember the Aluma mummies that you would make way back in the day. Like, I remember seeing those. But I mean, I think it's cool because, I mean, obviously you guys inspired generations years ago with that, and then with the cinematic work that you all did. But now, like, I know I follow a bunch of backyard wrestling Instagram accounts. I just know we're going to see something similar to that where, like, they've got their arenas painted up. I know that there are fans that are going to recreate this venue and the video games and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's very cool to see that you guys are still inspiring people in 2024.
Thanks, Sean. It was cool. One thing that I hate, it wasn't on camera. I'm sure there's a shot of it somewhere, as they were playing the packages before the match. And whenever they revealed the canvas and they brought out the tables and the ladders, the crowd was like, whoa, you know, you could hear the crowd gasp and they were excited about it. So that was real cool just to see that it added to the vibe of the whole match and the main event of Bound for Glory even before we stepped out there.
Yeah, and they sent me two canvases in case I messed up on the first one. So I got that blank canvas here, and I'm like, okay, I think I'm gonna do that again at some point.
That is cool. I want to ask about somebody who claims they inspired you guys. Of all things recently, I was listening to,
I know what Eric, this is already.
Eric Watts. You know it. I was listening, for some reason, I was listening to an Eric Watts interview, and he claims that you guys came up to him and said, wow, we really liked your style, Eric Watts. Can we start dressing like you? And then I looked and I was like, okay, there's some similarities there, but is there any recollection of this? Is it true or is it false?
They actually told me that idea about the Full Metal Mayhem match reimagined back in the day when they were doing the tag team thing in WWE. And it finally came to life. Like, they gave me that idea, man. They were a team from the future, I think, right?
When they were Techno Team 2000.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. That's where I was going.
The one thing I can say is that I feel like he started wearing that in February of 2000 or February of 99. Yeah. February 99, correct? I think what he quoted.
Listen. I know my wrestling. Admittedly, my timelines on the career of Eric Watts might be a little bit off at this stage. No disrespect to him.
The one thing I do remember is that whenever we were doing Independence, they told us they were going to do something. We're going to be on every house show, 10 days on, 4 days off. So the last Independent we did was in January of 1999, and that was like our final Omega show. So obviously after that, we weren't on the Independent scene anywhere, so I don't know where we would have ran into him at. So that conversation does not show up in my memories, in my mind or on my phone at any point. So yeah, I don't know. I do know that whenever we went out to Hot Topic, you know, Michael Hayes initially suggested, he said, you know, if we're going to be the new birds, he said, we got to rock some gear. He said, you know, maybe we get some tight ass jeans and some cowboy boots and some big belt buckles. And I remember Jeff in a very cool, charismatic enigma type way says, yeah, that sounds cool, Michael, but like, what if we just kind of updated it, you know? So it kind of like fit the 90s a little bit, you know. And then we went out and we got them at Gadzooks. A lot of people say Hot Topic, but Gadzooks is the store that we went in, and we found those pants and they had those tight shirts, and we said, this is different and it's like comfortable. I think we could wrestle in it, and it kind of like is current of today's fashion and whatnot. And I'll never forget, Jeff and I put it on, and I remember Michael Hayes, he was committed to the team. He said, you know what, guys, you're right, that looks great. He said, y'all got my size. And it was super exciting, you know, and he went and put on a pair right behind us, and he was a team player.
Former TNA Director of Authority, Eric Watts. Here's some trivia for you guys. 20 years ago this week, Jeff Hardy main evented a pay-per-view. Anywhere worth going is worth going in good boots, and you can find your perfect pair at Tecovas. Tecovas crafts quality Western boots for everyone, from generational ranchers and lifelong cowboys to first-time boot buyers, which is what I was up until a couple of years ago. Growing up in Kentucky, you see boots everywhere. But I never jumped into the game until I found Tecovas, and I love it. Every one of Tecovas' boots are handcrafted with over 200 meticulous steps for broken-in comfort right out of the box. Whether it's a long day or a big night, your Tecovas are built to last and impress. That's why Esquire loves them and says they're the reason we keep coming back to Tecovas. They are so comfortable. Plus, with Tecovas' best in the West guarantee, you get free returns and exchanges for 30 days. And right now, get 10% off at tecovas.com/SRS when you sign up for email and text. That's 10% off at tecovas.com/SRS. That's tecovas.com/SRS. See site for details. Tecovas, point your toes west.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
View with Jeff Jarrett and Eric Watts actually wrestled on that show.
Oh, look at that.
There's someone at the door.
20 years ago.
Oh, man. Oh,
crazy. My gosh.
Oh,
I'm interested. Uh-oh. Matt's got a visitor.
Okay. Yes. Give me one second. I'll be right back.
I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it. I'll talk to Jeff. I'll talk to Jeff a little bit in the meantime.
Yeah, it's like a big old glimpse of pro wrestling. It's crazy. Yeah, oh my God, that was that long ago. It's just kind of surreal.
I know. It's just wild. I'm always interested to hear, like, we always see, you know, unique canvases like the one that you created, unique environments. What would you say is the wildest or most unique place you've ever wrestled? Whether it was back in the trampoline days or even up to modern day.
Oh, it's definitely my second run in TNA. We did a little tour in India, and I was okay. The entrance was so bizarre and unreal. It was like a mist machine was spraying mist down. Like, you know, you see at theme parks to cool you off, like a mist machine, like pretty much it was a curtain of mist. And they had a projector on that mist and you could see images just like watching a, you know, a movie on a screen at home. And everybody's entrance was on that mist of water. And we walked out through the mist of water. It was crazy. I wish I had video of that because it was so unbelievable. But that for sure in India, man, I have to say for me.
Matt, I just asked Jeff, where is the most unique or wildest scenario, place, setting he's ever wrestled? Whether it even be back in your trampoline days or current day.
I think some of the cool going to Japan for the very first time, that was a big deal to me. I always had dreams and aspirations of going there, and it was very cool that I got to wrestle there. Wrestling in Singapore was a blast. That was very unique. Wrestling in Saudi Arabia too was quite the experience. Someplace I never expected to be at. You know, all those places were pretty significant. When I think of places that really jump out or stand out, as wrestling in some places is pretty spectacular and very different from what you're accustomed to.
How was the flight out of Saudi Arabia?
It was good. My flight was okay. I wasn't on that particular flight, so
okay.
Yeah.
I was there. I was present for Sting's final match this year. It was so special. As a guy, that was the first wrestler I saw with my own eyes. When you guys look at that and think of your potential retirement, whenever that may be, do you look at it as wanting something like that? Or are you looking at like the Rock and Roll Express who are like, yeah, we're going to go until we physically can't anymore. These, not only will the wheels fall off, we're just going to repair the wheels, put them back on and keep going. Like, how do you guys envision, like, whenever the time ends for you guys?
Before I forget, a trip to the troops was huge for me too in Baghdad. I did that 3 years ago back in, I know that was so cool, but I'm totally the type of guy to just, until the wheels fall off, man, I'm just going to go as hard as I can.
I think we're both pretty motivated to, we're both passionate about this. We love it. We enjoy it. But I do think I would like to bookend our career and whatever we do in some scenario, much like Sting's. I think Sting's retirement match is the best booking that Tony Khan has done overall. And I thought it was pitch perfect. I thought he nailed it. And Sting is someone who was very deserving of that. Sting is someone who still inspires both myself and Jeff at this stage of the game. So to see him go out in that pitch perfect way, I thought was well deserved, well earned, and I'm very happy it went like that. It was a storybook ending.
Matt, I'm going to give you some validation here. I posted a picture yesterday that got some attention. It's a picture of yourself, Private Party, and Ethan Page, and I was like, all of them have become champions in recent months.
Oh yeah, good call.
You had an eye for talent there, Matt Hardy.
Look at that. You know what's so funny about that is whenever you know. Jeff had his issues, and when he'd left AEW for a while, and I was just kind of floating around not doing anything, MJF approached me and said, "Hey, do you know Ethan Page?" And I said, "I don't know him well, you know, but I enjoy his work." And he said, "Well, would you be up for working with him?" And that's kind of how that started. It was an MJF thing. He mentioned it. We got together, and then we told Tony, "Yeah, let's do something." We had some ideas. And we wanted to do a deal. Jeff's phone fell. We wanted to do a deal where we ended up kind of like under him, myself and Private Party. And we have to find out a creative way to get out of that. And it's so funny because all of that stuff, we actually kind of, we did the creative for it. You know, we kind of put it all together and it organically kind of started getting over on the show. And I wish it would have had a stronger ending at the end of the day, but I got to tell you, just knowing and working with Ethan Page, I'm a huge fan of his. I saw a huge upside and I wish he could have got utilized a little more than he was at AEW, but I'm so happy he landed in NXT and things have been going so well for him. He's really suited for that because he's quite the entertainer. He's great in all areas and all fields of the profession.
Sorry, Jeff, go ahead.
Sorry, I was going to talk about Ethan, man. I met him when we did the like Firm Deletion match out here. And he was just so great, man. And I'd made this Briar Corner, like in the ring. We never got to get to it because it was so late during the night and it was raining. Weather-wise. And so we didn't get to do it, but I worked my butt off creating that Briar Corner. That was going to be one of my big bumps throughout that match. And Ethan was the first one. When I went down there, we're going to wrap things up. He said, "Man, I'm so sorry we didn't get to that, man." I said, "Thank you, man. I just assumed people were there until sunrise, if possible. So, but yeah, Ethan was super cool to tell me that right away, because he knew how much it meant to me, I think.
And also, I got to shout out Private Party. So happy for those guys. So happy they got that moment, and they got that title win, and they just got the opportunity to shine in that match and be the best they could be. And the Bucks, I'm going to put the Bucks over huge. They made them look like $1 million. They really knew what they had to do to make those guys, and they did a great job in that match, both teams. And I'm so proud of all four of those guys and their efforts in that match. And Isaiah, I saw so much growth with him when it was myself, Isaiah and Ethan working together. Like, Isaiah gets it, and he is ready to be a performer on the highest levels. He gets it through and through. He understands what pro wrestling is all about. Now he understands it's more about the moments than the moves. And I'm so proud of him for getting it.
A question I like to ask a lot of talent, and I think you guys have accrued enough of these to have good answers. What's the hardest each one of you have been hit in the ring? Like, maybe a time you just got cracked and you were like, oh, okay.
I know right off the top of my mind, because I was in is a house show with Bob Holly. And it was right after I turned into Matt Hardy version one, the Sensei of Mattitude. And he we had this spot where I swung at him and he ducked and he lifted me up and put me up on the top turnbuckle. And he was going to come up like he was going to back suplex me. I think I fight off and I go for a moonsault. And I'll never forget, he put me up there and he hit me so hard across the back that like I didn't have any feeling in my legs. Like it like rocked my spine and went all the way down and cracked me. And he did that. And then like was able to elbow him back down. And I had to get down because I couldn't do the moonsault at that point. Like literally for 30 seconds, I couldn't feel my legs. That's how hard he hit me. And he just struck me in the spine and just the right down. That's the hardest I've ever been hit.
Yeah. Back in, it was probably around 19. Oh gosh, I don't know, 1995 maybe, somewhere like, we used to do these shows in Silva, North Carolina, and naturally back in there we used to hit each other in the heads all the time, and I just took a chair shot that night. I didn't get knocked out, but it was like I thought I was about to just fade away, because it was, oh my god, it was so hard. This dude hit me, and that's the first one that pops in mind.
We saw plenty of those in the most recent Full Metal Mayhem. I'm sure there's going to be more hard-hitting action this weekend in North Carolina. Fayetteville, November 8th and 9th. We encourage everybody to go there. And also, again, check out all the fundraising efforts for Chris Bay. Matt, Jeff Hardy, I want to thank you guys again so much for taking the time to speak with me.
Thank you,
Sean. Until next time.
Until
next time, fellas.
Until next time. It's always a pleasure, buddy.
There is no product that we have promoted more on Fightful that I use while I'm awake than NordVPN.com/Fightful. You guys have probably seen me anchored to my desk an awful lot for quite a while, and I've always got NordVPN on all my devices. That's because that's what NordVPN.com/Fightful allows. You get the fastest VPN in the world on all your devices, on all your operating systems. It is so beneficial to have that versatility. Here at home, I put it on my router just in case, and I put it on my phone, laptop, desktop, PC, and smart TV. That allows you to get all the benefits. The online threat protection, the ability to change your virtual location with just one click, the ability to use that NordPass password manager, the file encryption tool, all that good stuff on everything. Also, you can subscribe to all those overseas services I'm telling you all about, all with 24/7 tech support and a 30-day money-back guarantee on top of an already amazing deal. Protect yourself on all your devices with NordVPN.com/Fightful.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.